Sometimes the weather just doesn't cooperate with your weekend plans. It's misting at Kickapoo State Park near Danville. Not the kind of start that Lamon Betts Jr. and his camping group would like, especially as they're setting up the tent.
Last time I went camping, I was a Cub Scout. and we didn't sleep outside.
So this will be a new experience, huh?
Yeah. I'm up for the adventure.
The campsite has an electric outlet, and you have a choice of toilets, flush or pit. Reggie Yamet says roughing it is fun, but only to a point.
It's all about electricity and shower. So those are the first
to make sure, yeah, that you have everything else.
And a bathroom.
Everything else is secondary.
It's secondary.
Right.
Like we know,
I guess accommodations.
Yeah.
Campers expect a certain level of upkeep at state parks, too. And Kickapoo Superintendent John Hott has been trying to get the shower building re-roofed before the busy Memorial Day holiday. He won't make it, so Reggie and her group will use a building covered in blue tarp. Hott has a lot of irons in the fire, but short budgets mean fewer maintenance duties, like mowing.
There's some side benefits. There's a little more wildlife habitat within the park that we used to finish mow, which is now maybe mowed once or twice a year with a rough cut mower. Painting, we've backed off a little bit on just that year-in, year-out general maintenance of our facilities.
Hott may be the boss, but he has only two other full-time workers to maintain and watch over 10,000 acres of parkland with its own sewer and electrical system. He answers the phones, too.
Well, I mean, run it by Kim. I mean, if she's got some extra. So, I mean, that would really help. I'm sure it would help Lambs, because I know we had to scratch dollars from everybody just to pay for
the office once had a clerical staff. Now a central reservation system handles the campground paperwork. That's one way the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has trimmed expenses. The agency gets just above $50 million from the state budget, but that's less than half as much as in 2001, and nearly half the staff have gone, too. But Hott says Kickapoo is still much better developed than it was a decade ago. It's maintaining that development that's proving to be such a challenge. Volunteers help fill the gaps. Howard and Nancy Gourley are campground hosts. In exchange for a free site rental, they man the front gate, put on weekend movie nights, and are essentially the campground's eyes and ears. Their headquarters is their trailer, more like a cozy apartment. We're in their living room on plush chairs. There's a flat-screen TV parked over an electric fireplace. Howard Gourley says donations help fund some Kickapoo projects, but the state leans on campers for the bulk of user fees.
You can go down to Middle Fork, part of this right here, and you can ride your horses for free. You know, I mean, you can fish in all the lakes for free. And, you know, we have a lot of people do them things. And someplace, they got to get some money out of someplace besides just the camping people.
Neighboring states like Indiana and Wisconsin stop motorists at the front gate and charge a fee. DNR Director Mark Miller acknowledges that's an option for Illinois, but there is philosophical resistance.
We can go this route and charge users. We can also understand that the state has an obligation to provide this for its citizens and have free access. And so the challenge is, do we have the user pay principle or do we have public recreational access?
Charging at the gate would be tough at Kickapoo with a major county road going through the park, but it would be easier at another park further west along Route 150. Moraine View State Recreation Area in McLean County is more secluded and has a big lake in the middle stocked by the state. Just off a day of walleye fishing are Brian McClure and his friends ready to head back to Gibson City. They remember when the state budget situation got desperate enough that former Governor Ral Blagojevich suddenly closed Moraine View and tried to close Kickapoo in 2008.
It was upsetting, you know, to take a fishery like this and just close the doors on it and not continue to keep it up and this close to Bloomington, and you know, you get a lot of traffic out here. This park can make money if it's properly run.
Making money will continue to be the DNR's main test. Lots of people have ideas. For instance, McClure suggests keeping the concession open longer for fishing business. But in a time when Illinois has to prioritize its funding more than ever, the emotional attachment to the state's public open spaces may transcend the bottom line. I'm Tom Rogers, Illinois Public Media.